you are like new on the scene.
Oh, nice.
And you have a single that is coming to country radio very, very soon called Trouble. Can you kind of tell us about it?
Yeah, Trouble is just a real, you know, story and situation that I went through. I moved to Nashville about 4 years ago and kind of experienced getting in trouble, experienced heartbreak and having a relationship at a distance and just kind of what that all meant. And, you know, when picking the first song, it's always kind of hard because you're not sure, you know, do you want to do more of a ballad or a party song?
Yeah.
I just felt with this one that people really got to get to know me and kind of my voice through the song.
So you also have another song called Red Flags. And it's so funny because Abby Lee loves red flags in men.
Red's my favorite color. Right. So same vibe.
Can you guys tell us the details about that song as well?
Yeah, Red Flags was actually an idea that was brought to me. And, you know, not saying that I've never not been a red flag or I haven't been with somebody with one. But it was just that concept of, you know, you might be in a situation where you know you're probably not, you know, good for each other. And, you know, do you stay in it or do you part ways? So it's
we've all been there.
Yeah, been there.
So, like I said earlier, you're kind of like new on the scene. How did you get started?
Yeah, I mean, sports was kind of everything for me, and then I played college football, and then kind of had a couple of surgeries.
Where'd you go?
In Ontario, Canada.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, kind of crazy. It's called the University of Western Ontario, and then surgeries, and then I just picked up the guitar late. I always kind of sang for like fun growing up, but never really thought anything of it.
And then
started in like 2017-ish time and moved to Nashville in 2019.
So in July, you're going to be making your Grand Ole Opry debut. How do you feel about that? And like, is the Grand Ole Opry as big of a deal as it is here in Canada?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really cool for me because, you know, like for instance, like my granddad's a huge country music fan and loves playing guitar and all that kind of stuff. And having, you know, him be in the room and the people there that day, I think that's kind of what means so much to me. You know, obviously there's a lot of my idols that have played there and the circle is such a special spot. But definitely just, you know, the overall vibe and the sound of the room.
All right. Are you ready for our burning questions game?
Yes. So we've got some saucy questions in there. If you don't feel comfortable answering, we won't like hold it against you.
Saucy.
But they're saucy.
I don't remember what we put.
I don't either, so.
We'll see.
Have you ever received a nude?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like everybody has, right?
Yeah, was
like,
it a red flag? Or were you like, okay?
I don't know. I'm not that I'm thinking about multiple. I'm just thinking. I don't think that'd be the way to, like, you know, get somebody's attention.
Okay.
I feel like a random nude would be like not the person you bring home to mom.
Unsolicited pics kind of turns people off.
Yeah.
So,
like, just like,
I feel like guys are more into it than girls are.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine as a girl, like, that'd just be
weird. It's not the best. Definitely don't be like that. So, well, we appreciate you stopping by. And you get a shot glass for answering questions.
Yeah,
so there you go.
That.
They change colors. They're super fun.
Sweet.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So, yeah.